Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Survival Conversations. I'm here with my colleague, Anna Steinfest. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm Michael Troyer. And today we want to talk about four strategies for networking, that kind of bugaboo that, oh, I've got to go out and meet people. How do I do that? Well, the particular author that I borrowed from, I had some really good ideas for setting yourself to really be effective in the networking process. We're going to get started. So for the very first thing, what do you think we should do, Anna? We've walked into a room, it's full of people, we don't know anybody. How do we network?
For some business owners, it's very intimidating. And I can admit, I used to be like that too. At the beginning of my career, I will walk into and I'll be hiding in the corner, don't want to talk to anybody. Not that I don't want to talk to, I was intimidating because the crowd was overwhelming. However, going more often to networking events, it started pushing me to start figuring out some kind of strategy and some kind of what should I do when I go there. And that's where Michael and I put together some four strategies for you to explore. And the first one is you have to make sure that you put together like an interesting story about yourself when you walk into the room. And then if you have a story already created about your background, what we would like you to do is to start with the question, just approach one person, and you can start with, hey, I feel very uncomfortable at the networking event. Usually I have been doing this for a while, or a lot of times it will be, I feel uncomfortable. So that's your base of conversation. And then they will ask you, hey, what do you do? And then you come up with your story and kind of we don't want to say a pitch or elevator, something personal to try to get the other person to have a conversation with you.
If I were on a Steinfest, for example, I would say, I help businesses in 12 months grow. And that's all I'd say. And let them ask me, well, what do you mean? How do you help businesses grow? Well, Anna has a mentor protege program, and she provides mentors to small business owners, and they grow like gangbusters. So you get them to answer, to ask the question that's the follow-up. But you got to have everybody's going to ask you, what do you do, Anna? And you got to have an answer. And it's got to intrigue them. Mine is, I put small business owners to sleep at night.
Yeah. It should be simple, quick, and very engaging. Like Michael was just describing, it just you give them just one liner, and I know, we know that at the beginning it will not be smooth.
No,
but just don't worry about that.
I like to think of it even as a tease. I'm gonna throw something right back to your question and make you want to ask me more, and that starts the conversation. The second idea here for you in networking is that you need to really prepare ahead of time a number of different types of stories. One on maybe a success you've had that lets you show them that you kind of know what you're doing. There can be one that admits to something that didn't work, a failure where something you tried stumbled but you came out of it. You figured out what to do from that. A third one is just something about your business and what you do that can be kind of fun and charming for a listener who wants to know more about you as a person. And a fourth one often to have ready to go is maybe a particular decision you made that really accomplished a lot. That is, you're trying to build a couple of things. You want them to bond with you because they've been there. You want them to recognize that you can get things done, and they get a little sense of your values and your character. Those are the kinds of stories you're trying to put together. So you're building a relationship in this networking process, and that's the whole goal of being inside a group, if you will.
Absolutely, Michael. I mean, this is very important for us as a small business owners. So be prepared when you go to a networking event. And another skill, our third strategy, and we are just describing your strategies. Maybe we will have a later episode where we will give you how do you prepare for networking events. Mm-hmm. But that's totally for different podcasts because it's a very large topic. Number third, we would like you to develop the skill to make sure that you move in and out of the conversation based on, hey, is there any opportunities for me? Because you're there to search for a business opportunity. Let's be honest. Business owners, we have to go and we have to sell our product or service. So you don't want to talk to one person and just have long conversation. And you know that this is just more of a personal conversation. Because think about, you took time from your busy schedule to go to this networking event for a possible sale. And if you have a conversation with this person and you know that there will never be a prospect, you have to be able to move fast. Hey, very nice talking to you. And you can continue the engagement down the road and move to another person.
Yes. And in fact, you know, we've all been caught in groups where it's a lighthearted conversation, but it's not going anywhere, or somebody is dominating that conversation and they're not likely to be a prospect for you. There's only maybe 3, 4, or 5 people at that networking event that you really are going to want to know. So you got to find them, and you got to go out and you got to do it with some pacing. If you get caught in a long conversation, you lose that. I've often looked at, I had a conversation with somebody for a few minutes and said, excuse me, but I see somebody I've got to talk to. Would you forgive me? So I do it politely, but I'm gone and I don't really have anybody out there. I'm trying to move on to somebody else just to be sure I get myself around the room. I'm looking for those 2 or 3 people that I want to say, wow, that was worth being at that networking event. Now I've just told my secrets, and every time I back away, somebody's going to, Troyer just
that's
dropped.
Okay. That's what we want you to know, how you can, you know, how you can maneuver and be tactful, because you don't want to offend the person who is standing in front of you. So, Michael, what is our strategy number 4?
Number 4 is to be curious and to ask good questions. That is, you want to listen more than you talk, perhaps, or at least find a balance there. Don't dominate the conversation, especially, but you need to have a set of questions maybe to ask. So I could look at Anna and say, what do you like to do, Anna? If you like doing what you like, what you're doing, that is, you're playing a little bit with, yeah, some of us are in jobs we're not crazy about. We're there temporarily while we try to find what we want, but you're opening the door. And you don't want a yes, no answer. You want to get them engaged. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And why is that particularly important to you that you get there in 5 years? You can come up with all kinds of questions like that.
And Michael, I just wanted to add exactly what you started this 4th strategy with. Listen very attentively, because what will happen is, a lot of times what we do is we will ask questions, and then in our mind, we have replayed another question or the answer and things like that, instead of listening to the person in front of us. Because sometimes when you listen attentively, you will start catching words or phrases you want to catch and then ask the following questions, instead of in your mind start playing the next question or the next response and things like that. It's very, very important. And as a human nature, we want to sound very good and very polished. So we start thinking prior to even listening to the other person answering our questions. I don't know, Michael. I mean, for me, that's a big downplay.
You're absolutely on target. In fact, when I taught, I used to call it the Yagulin effect, named after a friend of mine who was so good at it. He made you feel so good because he listened so hard to what you said. And then he asked you a question to follow up, and then another question. You never got to ask him a single question, but you'd walk away from it saying, boy, that was a good conversation. I really like Tony Yagulin, and realized that he'd made me talk all the time. He hadn't said a thing, but the connection was there. He knew exactly how to do it. He was very, very good at it. That's what we should try to do.
So, Michael, can you recap for us?
Yes. First, develop stories. People love to hear stories. They got to be short, concise, but have stories to go. That first one is the answer to what do you do? The other ones are other stories that can tell more about you, what your strengths are, what your character is, what you've done well in your life, and where you've had your struggles too. People need to know that. Third one is to develop the skill to figure out when to move on to the next little group that's having a conversation, not get stuck in a group where everybody's talking, but nobody's really saying much, or you're not meeting the person you want to meet. So be ready to move and move and move through that group until you find those three or four people you really want to know. And the last one is be curious and be an active listener. Listen hard. As Anna said, listen for those keywords that tell you, oh, this is somebody I want to know. This is somebody I want to dig in a little deeper, and then ask them another question about them to keep them going. Be curious. Build that connection.
Thank you, everyone. Before we close, I would like to tell you that we will try a new thing right now. We're going to post this episode on YouTube. So if you want to watch us, you can find us on Small Business Survival Conversations on YouTube. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.